Hello, I'm Martin Park. You can call me Coach. Welcome to the channel. Firstly, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your company. If I may, can I ask you to please engage with your thoughts and opinions in the comments? And also, if you are listening on YouTube, then hit the subscribe and like button if you wish to follow. Today, I'm going to talk about when to hold and when to fold. I could have called this episode When to Continue on Your Current Path versus When to Change Direction, but I love the 1978 song The Gambler, written by Don Schlitz and performed by Kenny Rogers, where the chorus goes, "You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Great song. Knowing when to hold and when to fold is a fundamental skill that can significantly impact your life, relationships, career, finances, and overall well-being. As the song suggests, if you get it right, you may win. If you get it wrong, you may lose. If you were to search for advice on developing this skill, you'd likely encounter these common recommendations. 1. Learn to evaluate the situation, which means that before making any decision, take the time to evaluate the situation carefully, consider the pros and cons, assess the risks and rewards, and then determine if continuing or changing aligns with your current values and long-term goals. 2. Seek advice and guidance. Consult trusted friends, family members, or professionals for an outside perspective. This can provide valuable insights and help you make a more informed decision. 3. Trust your instincts. While it's beneficial to gather information and seek advice, ultimately, you should trust your instincts and intuition, as your gut feelings can often provide valuable insights and guide you in the right direction. On the surface, these sound like good steps to recommend. Unfortunately, in my experience, I've found that when most people apply these steps to anything they are thinking to change, they will always do so with a bias towards wanting to fold. They will evaluate the situation with a bias towards folding. They will seek out advice from people that will support this bias. They will then trust their instincts to tell them to change and move on. And they do this because sticking at something until it has been completed to the level that you anticipated in the beginning of starting it is hard work, and most people don't like hard work. Deciding on a course of action and then committing to that until it is completed, regardless of how you begin to think or feel about it, requires and fosters commitment, perseverance, and resilience, all of which are hard to learn and hard to do. Put simply, it is hard work to hold. In contrast, allowing yourself the freedom to change, to fold, whenever things start to become hard or unpleasant or boring or familiar or whatever, is much, much easier. Unfortunately, adopting this approach fosters inconsistency, resulting from a lack of dedication and reliability in pursuing goals, indecision, stemming from a tendency to change plans or directions whenever it suits, impatience, arising from giving up easily when faced with challenges, aversion to effort, manifested by avoiding hard work and seeking shortcuts, fragility, characterized by being easily discouraged, rigidity, exemplified by inflexibility in adapting to changes. Allowing yourself to change direction based on what simply feels right will hinder your ability to develop commitment and perseverance. And I believe this behavior is very dangerous long term, as you become a slave to impulse and weak to shiny object syndrome. And yes, I am aware of the potential counter argument. Continuing on your current path, if it is not well suited to your goals, abilities, or values, can lead to wasted time and effort. But to that I would say, what you may perceive as a waste of time and effort in the current moment could actually be the crucial experience needed for success in your future endeavors. Every failed iteration of the scientist or the artist or the entrepreneur is a step closer to mastery and understanding. On the path to greatness, challenges, frustrations, and setbacks serve not as barriers to be removed or avoided, but as catalysts for growth and understanding. They offer essential feedback that allows us to evolve both in our personal and professional lives. The goal should always be to give your best effort in your current pursuits and see them out to completion, even if you begin to believe the path you are on may be the wrong one, or the acquired knowledge or skill may never be used again. We cannot predict or see the future, but we can rest assured that the qualities of commitment, perseverance, and resilience will always serve us well in navigating life's challenges and achieving long-term success and fulfillment. Whereas giving in to the desire to change due to whatever reason you have convinced yourself is the right reason is a guaranteed path to a weakening of your spirit and your potential. The commitment to seeing tasks through to completion, the perseverance to overcome challenges, and the resilience to bounce back from setbacks are invaluable qualities for personal growth, success, and overall well-being. These traits not only contribute to achieving personal and professional goals, but they also foster emotional well-being, adaptability, and continuous learning and improvement. Therefore, choosing to hold, to finish what you start no matter what, and in doing so nurturing these powerful traits, is undoubtedly the superior choice for anyone interested in their ongoing personal development and achieving long-term success and fulfillment. So I believe, as a general rule, if there isn't an extremely compelling reason to change, something absolutely obvious to you, then I would always recommend sticking with what you are doing until you have achieved the outcome that you originally wanted when you first commenced. There is no perfect path. There is only your hard work and your belief in yourself and your commitment to your choices, both past, present, and future. The journey to acquiring and developing commitment, perseverance, and resilience is a lifelong process that requires daily practice. Staying committed to your goals and pushing forward no matter how tough it gets is one of the more powerful ways in which you can do this. So why not commit to finishing the race you are currently running instead of falling on the ground, kicking your legs in the air, crying, "This is all too hard." I know what I would do. I thank you for listening, and I look forward to spending some time with you again. Bye for now.